This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My next guest, he wrote something. There's something that's happened in the gun world, and it happened yesterday, I think it did, or maybe the day before. Somebody has published something, and it has a lot of people up in arms. But I've already crossed this bridge once with this particular pilgrim we're about to talk about. But my partner in crime for this segment, he is a recovering newspaper man. He's worked as an investigative reporter and editor. Before he became a journalist, he was a police officer. Before he was a police officer, he served in the Army. And he's been writing about the gun culture, the guns, everything else, for about 8 years. His website is thegunwriter.substack.com. His name is Lee Williams. Good. Welcome to the show, sir.
It is a pleasure to be here, though. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Absolutely. Did you get a chance to listen to the little blurb I sent you earlier today?
Yes, I did.
Are we birds of a feather? Have you?
We are, sir. We are. Twin sons of different mothers.
Yes, sir. So here's the deal. The other day, Rob Pincus, who believes he is the Mensa mind, he believes he's the Borg. He believes that he knows something that escapes everybody else but him. He wrote an article that was published in Ammo Land, which I'm going to tell you what I think about the Ammo Land publishing it part later, but where he basically is advocating for universal background checks. Is that your assessment of it?
That's exactly my assessment of it. That he's advocating for background checks and more is shocking.
Tell me what you think about this stuff.
The most horrible thing that struck out at me first was he and his co-author, who used to run Brady, say in their quote-unquote, change is being made impossible by perceptions of a culture war that does not actually exist. What they're saying is that I guess this war against our gun culture is just, you know, we're just making it up. And that hit me like a bullet right between the eyes. I mean, you don't have to be as switched on Second Amendment advocate as you and I are to understand that there is a massive war right now going against the gun culture. The House, the Senate, the White House are all controlled by the Democrats, and they are at war with us. And to say that this war doesn't exist, that to me is the cardinal sin of this whole thing. Yeah, he's calling for background checks. But and that's horrible, believe me, because we all know that background checks only work, I don't care if they're universal or expanded, what the hell you want to call them, they only work if they're partnered with 100% total firearms registration. Of course, once all the guns are registered, then they come and do the confiscation. But to me, to deny that there's a war against the gun culture, that is the worst sin in this entire monstrosity of a column.
Yeah, and this is a thing, though. This is a thing about some of this. There's some people in the 2A community that think he hung the moon.
Yeah. I don't get that. You know, I'm kind of, and I teased it a bit in the column. I've never taken one of his courses. I don't know anything about combat focus. I don't know anything about this new intuitive defense shooting system of his, whatever it is. I'm old school. I believe in shooting is mastery of the fundamentals. I'm not new age. I'm not looking for him to give me any kind of increased karma So I don't know. I think a lot of the fanboys that are supporting him haven't been introduced to real firearms training. I hate to say it, Bill, but real firearms training begins and ends with the fundamentals, as you very well know.
Well, I mean, and when Lee says the fundamentals, that means that you have to do the things that are unsexy, like not shoot fast, and you have to actually try to hit something that's small and repeatedly, and you have to try to group your shots, and you have to take those long-distance shots with a handgun, which is so difficult to do. And it doesn't look as cool as jumping over two bales of hay, which I don't know, you know, I've never been in a combat situation. When I was in the Army, they never had me jumping over anything. As a matter of fact, I'd probably hop behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, and they also don't, it's not the safest thing in the world. But I've only been in a couple gunfights. My co-host of my podcast, Bob Keller, he's running Gamut Resolutions. He just got out of the Army's most elite special operations unit where he's, I don't know, 400 or 500 gunfights. And people go to take his training course, which I have taken all of them, a fantastic trainer. I hate to say probably the best in the world. His training starts and ends with the fundamentals. Okay, there's nothing, you're not fast roping out of helos, there's no maritime assault, it's all about the fundamentals, 3-inch dots, 6-inch dots, that's what makes you a better shooter. It's not fun, it can be boring, but if you want to improve your shooting, it's the fundamentals. And right. That is what the top tier one guys do. That's the secret to shooting like a Delta operator or a Navy SEAL. They are masters of the fundamentals, that's it, there's no secret out there. And like I said, if anybody wants to tell me not to use my sights like Rob has, you know, like this intuitive crap or point shooting, okay, put a target down range at 25 yards and then put your kid next to that target.
Yep.
I damn well bet you they'll be using their sights.
Yep. So, I've never taken his class. It sort of sounds like his curriculum is right up there with the everybody gets a participation trophy. Because he's doing the lowest common denominator thing. He believes that everybody's going to go to would you consider that to be gross motor function where you get out there and you're in the as you go into that slow down and everything in the middle of the gunfight? Do you think that is part of it where you're not going to use your sights, or do you think I think a disciplined gunfighter that trains can do the fundamentals, not worry too much about losing that fine motor function?
Yeah. If you've trained, you are going to use fundamentals. The only thing I didn't pay attention to in mine is I wasn't really too concerned about my stance, okay, because I was behind a tree for one of them.
Sure.
But, yeah, you're gonna use the fundamentals. You're going to revert to your training. And that's why I spend hours dry firing at home, dry fire every day, dry firing, especially now with the price of ammo. And then out at the range, I'm bringing out the 3-inch dots at 7 yards with the handgun and getting in a lot of draw strokes. That's it. And you will revert to that. Trust me.
That kind of repetition. I mean, that's the way the Army trained you to do it. I mean, we used to do things. I laid in the prone, pulling the trigger with a quarter on the barrel for hours.
Yeah.
If I exhaled on my weapon, I cleaned it like I'd just been, you know, in the middle of the greasiest, muddiest, bloodiest place I'd ever been.
Yeah.
And it was a constant drilling into your head. The repetition of it, the acronyms they build into it where you have something to remember as you're going through all the stuff. I've been out long enough. Do they still use SPORTS as an acronym for clearing a stoppage?
I think the Army does. I don't know if there's going to ever be anything to replace that. I know I'm kind of using an abbreviated SPORTS now, but I'm telling you, the AR that I'm running is a hell of a lot more reliable than the M16 I ran.
Yeah, the M16s, they're right up there with that whole mil-spec thing. More suspect than mil-spec. We're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how they can find you and what you do.
Everything I do, podcast stories, everything, thegunwriter.substack.com. thegunwriter.substack.com.
When we get back, we're going to talk about the danger of having one of our own do this kind of thing, because the gun culture sometimes is susceptible. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with writer Lee Williams, and you came out, now, a few people did this, but up to this point, and I mean, that interview that I sent you that was from November, Pincus has been running around, slowly eroding his credibility. I guess this time he wanted to go for broke and just become a pro at it. Or what do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, he's been flirting with this Dan Gross guy, the former head of Brady, for a while, and he was definitely in a downward spiral. When I saw this, I mean that was a complete crash. There is no coming back from this. This is the worst piece of. This is one of the most anti-gun things I've ever seen. And like you alluded to before the break, this thing could harm all of us. I mean, if there's a Senate committee or a House committee looking for what they think the gun community believes, God forbid they pull this thing up and see what they're saying. And, you know, despite all his flaws, Pincus has a Second Amendment resume. They could interpret that as, you know, this is what the gun community believes. And as long as we're going there, I honestly don't think that the gun community was his intended audience, even though this thing ran on AmmoLand. I think his real audience is someone in the Biden administration. And maybe they're putting together some kind of task force to determine how to eat better, strip us of our rights. They're going to look at this and say, oh, there's a like-minded individual. We can get him on board, and that'll be a check mark off that committee. We got a gun guy on.
That's right.
They don't realize this guy is a quisling. And has sold us out by doing this.
They'll look at him and say, "This is a pro-gun gun instructor," and
yep.
You know he's been making a lot of hay about 3D printing here lately,
yeah.
Which he likes to do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's almost like he's schizophrenic.
Yeah,
it's almost like he has some sort of a mental thing happening. Because on the one hand, I look at what he says about the 3D printing stuff, and I'm like. Well, okay, so a broken clock is right twice a day.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, but on this other stuff, this is just capitulation. Because he says the key to meaningful change begins with changing the conversation from one defined by politicians, lobbying organizations, and the media as a partisan political debate to one that truly reflects the interests of the American people, whether they own guns or not. Okay, so what he's saying here... is a very long, almost run-on sentence that doesn't really say anything.
No,
because
exactly.
What he's advocating for is a partisan part of their wish list.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm consider myself somewhat of a writer. I've written I don't know how many thousands of stories and edited as many. Based on his writing. Rob Pincus strikes me as the kind of guy it would take him 15 minutes to tell you you're on fire. I've never seen anything so wordy in my life. I mean, Mark Twain said it best, you know. I wrote you a long letter. I'm sorry. I didn't have time to send you a short one. Brevity is difficult to do for a lot of writers. And I would have trashed this thing. But, I mean, Rob obviously needs a good editor from a purely literary standpoint. From a two-way standpoint, this thing is an abomination, and I could use a lot stronger words, but since it's my first time as your guest, the last thing I want to do is get you in trouble with the FCC.
I really appreciate that. I do.
Yeah.
But this is the other thing. He makes this other statement that is completely, this is just cut out of whole cloth. Together we can cut the number of gun-involved deaths in our country in half and make us all safer just by keeping guns from the people we all agree should not have them. I.e. people who are a danger to themselves or others. So he's talking about the mental health aspect of it. Except, we just had, you know, he lives in Colorado. He lives in Denver.
Yeah.
You know, the Boulder, Colorado. Colorado has, they have red flag laws. They have
yes, they
universal
do.
Background checks. Boulder had banned AR-15s and assault weapons or whatever, but he bought his gun in Arvada from an FFL. So that means he passed the background check, which means he did, since he bought it from an FFL, there was no need for the universal background check. And, so when he says this, I defer more to John Lott on some of this stuff. You know, he says 83% of gun deaths are a result of gun homicide is a result of a bad drug deal.
Yeah. These are groups of gentlemen who are, for some reason, angry at other groups of gentlemen, businessmen, and they can't do what most businesses do, take you to civil court. They handle their disagreements in a different way. And that's what most of these shootings are. It's not the mentally ill. It's one group of gentlemen versus another group of gentlemen, and for some reason they decide to handle it, you know, the old-fashioned way. What struck me about this writing is it's so emotional. It's trying to make you emote. He says things like, you know, every decent American, blah, 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 wants the same thing. So, therefore, if you disagree with him, I guess you're not a decent American.
I don't know if you've ever caught this, but he has a – if you look at his social media or you interview him or anything – if you throw a fact at him, first thing he'll be like, I'd like a citation as to the source. And here he is, he's out here saying these things, like, for gun control advocates, it demonstrates an authentic respect for rights and a compelling context for the most impactful proposed solutions. I hate to tell him this, but the gun controllers, they're not in it for public safety.
No, not at all.
This is not about public safety. This is about control. It's the same template that they're using for gun control is the same template that, you know, I look at, like you know, I hope I don't seem weird, but this whole thing about masking.
Yeah.
I look at that as sort of a template to see how far we would go from the norm if they get out there and say, you're all going to die. And, you know, 57% of America still believes that. That even if they say, give the all clear, they're going to be like, I'm still wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And those are the people. Those are the people that the Rob Pincuses is the world.
Yeah.
Pro gun guy gets out there and says this kind of thing. This is where we start having trouble.
Yeah, I could not agree more on that. This is going to be used and abused by the other team, without a doubt. This is going to become part of every one of their press conferences, every one of their press releases. Heck, I'm guessing they have Pincus on their some of their committees by the end of the month.
We'll see. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you again, please, sir.
TheGunWriter.substack.com. TheGunWriter.substack.com.
Go check out Lee's stuff. I mean, this one article, this is what this raised my eyebrows, and I was frothing at the mouth. I already knew a couple of ways to get a hold of him, and I was like, I'll try it the old-fashioned way, and I sent him a message. So here we are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill confronting hate crimes against Asian Americans is moving to the House after passage in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 94, the nays are 1. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill as amended is passed.
The White House strongly supports the bill. Hate crimes against Asian Americans have risen sharply since the coronavirus came out of China, the majority of those hate crimes taking place in Democratic-run cities. The man accused of killing nearly two dozen people at a Colorado grocery store is facing additional charges. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty saying the motive is still unknown.
They represent victims who have a right to be heard and supported, so that's why these additional charges are being filed, to recognize all the victims in this case.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Last Thursday, Senator Ed Markey introduced a bill to pack the Supreme Court, increasing the number of justices from 9 to 13 in order to give Democratic appointees a one-vote majority. A week later, Markey has yet to gain a single Senate co-sponsor for the bill. It's very hard for me to see that changing. That's what Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, said of the current number of Supreme Court justices. Regarding packing the Supreme Court, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, speaking outside the Supreme Court, says,
"The court would become a political football, destroying its independence, and American people would lose faith in the institution. By increasing the number of United States senators, making D.C. a state, is the biggest assault on the Senate in my lifetime."
U.S. workers filing for unemployment claims reached another pandemic low at 547,000 last week. USA Radio News.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with Lee Williams. He is a writer of the gun culture and everything, and I'm going to read you an excerpt from this article we're referencing, Lee, because Lee's a real writer. Gun culture writers are fact checkers. I mean, they are so way out there on the stats, and you know, they, depending on what they're writing about, if it's politics, it's going to be stats. If it's going to be if it's about a gun, it's going to be about specs and ammo and distance and length and, you know, so, but now we're going to talk, you know, but we're talking about an article that could have been written by Dr. Seuss. We get this: the greatest opportunity for policy impact lies not in keeping certain guns from all people, but in keeping all guns from certain people. Parentheses, the people almost everyone already agrees should not have them. And parentheses, which that's a statement that is so obvious, but he has no factual basis to actually make that statement. And then he gets into this thing. As with other messaging recommendations, unlocking the potential of this one requires political strategists to think about more than near-term expediency. That sentence doesn't tell anybody anything.
No.
It's a bunch of big words. He has a thesaurus out there, and he's like, okay, how would this be used in a sentence? I mean, this could have been written in about a paragraph. His actual factual stuff that he's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. A quick paragraph, too. You hit the nail on the head. This is classic thesaurus writing. You write what you want to say, and then you bring out the thesaurus, and you start adding the 50-cent words. It's weak. Trust me. But, you know, he goes on and on in here about, you know, how we can all sit down and, you know, how we can all come together. Brother, I don't want to sit down with the other team. I don't want to come together with them. Every time we've been forced to do that by quisling politicians, we've ended up leaving the table with fewer gun rights and more regulations. I don't want to sit down with them. I don't think we need to. I'm not looking for it. I don't want to come together. I don't want to sing Kumbaya. I just want this, you know, them to go away and leave me alone. But he's, you know, dedicated to getting us to come together and have a discussion. There's nothing that anybody at Brady has to say that I want to hear.
Well, see, but this is the thing about Brady and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and the Bloombergians and all these other yahoos. They get out there, and I expect them to lie, and I expect them to conflate statistics, which they do. Exactly. Like with the number of total gun deaths, which we know two-thirds of the total gun deaths are suicide. Okay. He's out here. He's calling for expanded background checks. I saw a list by A.W.R. Hawkins the other day of all the rampage killers that have passed a background check. Yeah. And just the regular background checks don't stop these guys. And the handful that did not actually buy their gun from an FFL, Adam Lanza, I think it's against the law to shoot your mom in the face and steal her guns. I think that's against the law. You know, in these instances where you commit a crime to start another crime, that's pretty evident. But this all of this stuff that he's saying, none of this is based on anything remotely looking like evidence to me.
No, it's all emotional. It's all designed to pull at the heartstrings and make you want to come together and make you want to have, you know, walk into the room with the Brady folks and give them a big hug. I think it appeals to some people, but it sure as heck doesn't appeal to the hardcore Second Amendment supporting gun owner. It's a lot of, quite frankly, I call this masturbatory writing when somebody is too much in love with their own words.
Okay, I can't go into the visual that created. Anyway, but here's the other part of this that some of these people out there, because this seems to the uninitiated to be a reasoned outreach. Because that's one thing, you know, you may have noticed in that interview, at the end of the interview, he wanted to find the common ground, which we had none.
Yeah.
We had no common ground. I disagreed with everything that I interviewed him about. And I let him know that. I don't know how he felt about it, but it's beside the point. All this stuff that he's talking about, though, for example, if we're wanting to keep all guns from certain people, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You know, we talk about fixing the NICS, and there's the BIDS system that's out there, right? That's been floated. There's been a solution put out there. What he's talking about, he's out there, we want to keep guns from crazy people. We want to keep guns from criminals. That's great. How are you going to do that?
Exactly. Well, I think the way they want to do that, the way they want to keep guns from crazy people is by keeping guns from all people.
Yeah.
That would be their perfect solution. If we don't have any more guns, well, then no crazy people will have them. And frankly, that dog ain't going to hunt. But that's what he's looking for, along with, you know, he keeps using the word opportunity. Well, we have an opportunity for policy impact. We have an opportunity for this. No, they see opportunity as a chance to seize our guns. And we have to remember that, regardless of how overwritten their proposals are.
Well, the other thing that he completely ignores is the 8.5 million new people that bought guns last year and why they bought guns last year. You got a class right now of prosecutors and DAs throughout the United States that Soros funded that are just basically saying, well, you know, I'm not going to prosecute these crimes. Right? In New York, in New York, they've got this commission to reform the police. One of the guys sitting on the commission just got out of jail after serving 39 years for killing a cop.
Oh, my God.
Appointed by de Blasio or Cuomo. I can't remember who it was. But, I mean, this is the kind of guy they're tapping. The other thing is, besides them not prosecuting criminals, they're letting criminals out of jail. We've got the Ferguson effect. The Ferguson effect was already happening before the defund the police effect started, even though that's boomeranging on them. And we have the COVID thing. You know, there for a minute, everybody's like thinking the COVID thing was going to be the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So these people, these reasoned people, I would imagine they're educated people. There's 8.5 million new educated people. Looked at things and said, I need something to defend myself because the cops aren't going to be here.
Yeah.
And, okay, so how do you think expanded background checks would have helped them?
Yeah, exactly. You know, frankly, on background checks, and I go through them every time I buy a gun, I'm getting really damn tired of having to prove that I'm a good guy.
No.
Okay? I really am.
In South Carolina, with a concealed carry permit, I don't go through the background check, so I just give them my permit, and they write my number down. They think I've already been vetted. And, I go on my merry old way, although they do keep changing the 4473 to where maybe they think I'll mess myself up. Here, change is being made impossible by perceptions of a culture war that does not actually exist. It makes me think he's in this bubble that's opaque. You hang on for me. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find Lee Williams.
Go to the Gunwriter, written as one word, .substack.com.
That is well worth the play. And you got a podcast there too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Empire.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I can see that Lee and I will have many conversations going forward.
So. Absolutely.
We'll have many to bring to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with author and writer Lee Williams, podcaster Lee Williams. And have you had a conversation with him since he published this? Did you interview him a little bit?
I interviewed him prior to publication. We spoke. That was the first time I've ever talked to him. And then I used his quotes in the story, and that's it. And afterward, he has, of course, you know, done the typical Rob thing, blasted me a little bit on Facebook. But, you know, the one thing 20 years in journalism gets you is a pretty thick hide. So go ahead. You know, we can throw a punch, so we can take a punch. And that's pretty much where I'm at. He was complaining a little bit that I didn't use every single one of his quotes. Well, nobody does that. You know, nobody uses
every single quote. Were you taking him out of context?
No, he didn't say that. You know, his answers are completely the opposite of what's in that column of his. I mean, you read his column, he is definitely for expanded background checks. And when I asked him about it, you know, are you for it? No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. And I mean, I oppose background checks, period, he said. But then he qualifies his qualifications. You know, I mean, he says in there that he's for background checks. And then he kind of tries to explain it that, because I read the statement to him, you know, fortunately the policy area, this is a quote, fortunately the policy area with the most synergistic message is also the one that represents what we believe is the greatest potential for impact, expanded background checks. That's what Ian Ross said. And then he says, that statement that you just read can be true. The statement does not support the idea that we need or should have expanded background checks. Instead, it says of everything on the table, it's the least worst. It's a comparative statement as opposed to the other thing. Well, you know, about that time, my head was spinning. I've dealt with people like this before. You're never going to get a straight answer out of them. He is, and then later on in the column that he wrote, he believes, we believe the public face of any policy push should, as entirely as possible, be focused on background checks. They wrote that. So, yeah, I don't think when Rob wrote this, he realized how it was going to be received by the 2A community. Maybe he's believing his own press a little too much. But fair to say, this was like a neutron bomb going off in the Second Amendment community. I honestly don't think he expected that to happen.
Well, I mean,
I don't know why.
He has written some other things along these lines. And at SHOT Show, he was going around with Dan Gross, and they were trying to line up radio interviews. And the only problem was they had not cleared this with the NSSF because they were also wanting to promote 2AO. .org or whatever the name of his organization is.
Yeah.
And I was going to do it because I just wanted to sit across from him and go, okay, guys, what are you guys selling? I'm all ears. What are you guys, what is it that you guys, and at that particular time, I did not know how much of a common ground guy he was.
Right.
And the problem with common ground in the case of a 2A advocate, then this is my opinion, 2A advocate and an anti-gunner, is that the anti-gunner is going to say what it takes to make you to believe that you're going to get what you want out of it, and you're going to believe what he says because you think you are so... And in Rob's case, I mean, I think Rob suffers from delusion because all of this stuff he's talking about, is anybody actually proposing this kind of a policy beyond what Biden is proposing and beyond what the House is proposing?
Right.
With H.R. 1. Is H.R. 1 this way? Is H.R. 1... I don't think H.R. 1 is that way, but I mean, he makes it sound like it's almost cuddly.
Yeah. And he makes it sound like we should cooperate with them in their gun control proposals and their gun control efforts so we get good gun control. Well, you know, you and I both know there is no such thing. I'm not going to cooperate. I'm not going to compromise. I don't want to hear what they have to say. Period. I'm not going to work with them. I'm sure as hell going to work against them in every way, shape, or form. And you know, look at our history. Every time we've been forced to compromise by politicians who have sold us out, it's been disastrous. I'm not going to get involved in that. I'm going to do everything I can to fight against. I have no desire to sit down with Mr. Ross or now Mr. Pincus because...
Mr. Gross.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gross. I don't debate anti-gunners. Because they don't pay any attention to facts, as I'm sure you know. And right now, Rob is in that camp, unfortunately.
This is the thing. This is the thing with this. He's out there, and back to the danger of what it does to the 2A community.
Yeah.
He attracted somebody who I've taken a class with. He attracted Kevin Dixie to be a member of his board.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know what that does. Besides you being able to walk around and go to the print shop and get a card that says, I'm a member of the board. And then you can have one of those American Psycho things where everybody's comparing business cards in the conference room or something. But beyond that, I don't know what it does. I don't know how it furthers the aim of Kevin Dixie, because Kevin Dixie is a real Second Amendment advocate.
Yeah.
But there's a group of people that seem to believe that Rob is a 2A advocate, and Rob Pincus, you are a anti-gunner. You are pro-gun control. You're pro-gun registry. And you can spin that however you want to do it. You're the one that wrote the article. You're the one that provided the ammunition, just like you did when you came here in November.
Yeah.
So.
I couldn't agree more. I honestly couldn't agree more. I mean, think about it. Ameland had to put an editor's note on there, you know, because it was such an anti-gun piece. They wanted to spell that out.
Yeah.
100%. And that's coming from an instructor who's, you know, he's not super well known, but, you know, a lot of people know who Rob Pincus is.
Yep. And listen, and for those of you who think Ammoland are agreeing with him by printing this, I'll say this. Ammoland, I'll give you another way to look at this. I think Ammoland gave him enough rope.
Exactly. You cannot, and I said that in my column, too. The angst against Ameland is misplaced because you can't blame the messenger for the message. They gave him enough rope. You're 100% correct, Bill.
I mean, there's going to be other articles coming out. Dean Weingarten comments in this article, and Dean is about as soft-spoken a guy. He's very well known in the gun community, very well known gun culture. Biggest writer at he's the most read writer at Ameland, and Ameland is in the top 1,000 websites in the world. So, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see David Kodria weigh in on this. And I mean, Kodria, that'll be like somebody coming at you with a dull spoon. And bloodlust in his eyes. I mean, Kodry is quite the analytical. He'll cut you up and just leave chunks of meat behind you. But, I mean, that's about what you did, too. So hopefully some of these things will be seen by people, and they will look at this and let go of the hero worship and look at this for what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. The fanboy adoration. That's what's keeping them going, and I think we both know that. I don't know any serious shooters that believe in his crap, but you're 100% right. This needs to get out there, and it needs to get out there to everybody, the 2A community, because they're going to use this. The other side is going to use this. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. It's probably been that link is probably being circulating around all of the Giffords and the Bloombergs and all that. They're probably all reading this going, this is one of the pieces we've been looking for.
Yep, come on into the swamp, Rob.
Come on into the swamp.
With you.
Yep. One more time before we run out of time, Lee, if you would, please. Let people know how to find you.
That's an incredibly fast hour, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just zoomed by. TheGunWriter.substack.com. TheGunWriter.substack.com.
What's the name of the
Everything
podcast?
Think, Aim, Fire. My co-host Bob Keller is just got out of the Army. He's in their Tier 1 unit.
Go check that out. Well worth your time.
Yeah,
Lee, I will be in touch with you. I'll get you all this stuff that I told you I would. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
My pleasure, Bill. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.